Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are at, in this now moment of eternity. The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It is intended to put us in position where we take this time consistently to calm ourselves, to still ourselves, to become ever more conscious and conscientious of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. We are in this now moment of eternity, which requires us to come forward with some new ideas, some freshness. We cannot continue to follow that which has been traditional and traditionally leading us astray. We are in that now moment where each of us needs to receive the quality of support so that we have the inspiration to take some time on a consistent and regular basis to be still, to be quiet, to really take some time for repentance and reflection and becoming harmonized with our own very breath. For every being, no matter where they are, no matter how large or how small they are, every being that has an eye is just another manifestation or womb manifestation of the Creator's presence. And we're in that now moment that requires us to have that quality of respect and reverence for our Creator as it is manifesting and womb manifesting through every order of being. We who live in this now moment, we share something very special. It's the gift of life. For all of the beings that are in existence in this now moment, we are sharing the breath of life. We have a heartbeat. We have movement and animation through every cell of our being, and that animation is guided by absolute intelligence that is imprinted upon the form of it that is given to us by our Creator. We are no longer able to disrespect ourselves, to disrespect other beings, to work towards the annihilation of any other creature. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to be much more reverencing, much more respectful, much more honoring of the intelligence of existence as it is manifesting through every order of existence, regardless of how small, regardless of how large, regardless of whether it creeps or crawls or flies or has its being within the depths of the ocean. You and I have to come to a greater point of consciousness and conscientiousness to realize that there is one eye, one real eye that truly sees through every eye, and the Creator sees everything. It knows everything. It is everywhere, and we are completely and absolutely totally immersed in the reality of its presence directly. There is not one moment of any day where we are outside of its presence. There can be no time in our lives throughout the rest of eternity where we will be outside of the presence of the absolute. You and I need to really have a much greater sense of gratitude for the blessing that we have been gifted in our being. If you really want to know what's wrong in the world, you really want to understand that it's a blatant disrespect and disregard of the presence of the absolute. It's a blatant disrespect and disregard of the intelligence of life itself, of the intelligence of the earth itself, of the intelligence of the creatures of the earth itself, and of the people themselves, those who are the ascendants and descendants of the Aboriginal, the Indigenous, and the Native peoples, those who were gifted to the planet and whose gift the planet has continuously been receiving up until a certain point in time where there has been the effort benefits and energies of others who have gone throughout the world on their world conquering ride with demise. We are in that now moment where we have to seek wholeheartedly to be righted, to be corrected, to stand and be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, so that we can walk that exalted walk in harmony with the will of the Absolute, for the progression of its will as that which is necessary for all orders of existence. There is no one in existence who is purposed to work towards the detriment of the earth. There is no one who is purposed by the Creator's will to work towards the detriment of its creatures. There is no one by purpose unto existence itself to be working towards the extinction of all of those plants and minerals and animals and creatures that were gifted to this planet for the well-being of the planet, not so that they could rot in the intestines of human beings. We are in that now moment where we need to understand the sacredness and the sanctity of being. And if you disrespect it, if you act as if it is not, then you will never ever walk in the fullness of your own being. Because as a being, as a hewed man being, a wombed man being, you are gifted. Gifted with the intelligence of existence, and there is that which is your responsibility, obligation, and duty to be able to work consciously and conscientiously towards the perpetuation of your lineages in harmony with life itself, with existence itself. You cannot be authorized by an illegitimate government to consciously work towards the perpetuation of death and think that you will not deserve to die. We are in that now moment of eternity where the truth is the light and the truth shall set you free. But you have to seek to harmonize yourself with it. You can't just reverberate it. You can't just speak it. You can't rhetoricize it. You can't just philosophize it. It has to be instituted as the integrity of your own bloodstream, your heart, your body, your mind, in order to come into the clarity of thought that is required in order to know the truth and the depth of who and what you are as a spirit being in a body whose responsibility and duty is to claim and work towards the harmonization with your own soul. For the soul of the people is the most valuable commodity on the planet that is being sold and robbed and stolen and bought and defiled and degraded. You are held in all of these demeaning degrees of low self-esteem, compromise, ethic, integrity, and morality. You cannot walk as a son or a daughter of the Creator of gods and goddesses while dwelling in the ditches of valleys of degradation, while you are consciously seeking to be harmonized with the government or a political system or some philosophy or ism or schism that only represents and the interests of one portion or one part of existence. You will never be whole. You will never be salvaged from this place. We're just trying to clean ourselves up so that we can be salvaged, so that we can be somewhat recognizable from this travail in darkness and ignorance and stupidity that thousands of years of misadventure have secured us in. But there is light on the horizon, I'm telling you. I'm testifying to it. I am a testament of it. Every body, heart, mind, life, and soul can become a head and a capital of the establishment of the absolute and eternal order, absolute and eternal law, and the absolute and eternal government. For we who are these points and parts of an absolute and eternal present do not need to be governed by people who have no light, no wisdom, no love, no commitment to existence. We who are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence need to pray with every atom and every cell of our being to be cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, and revivified in the fullness of the integrity of who we are as sons and daughters of an absolute and eternal presence. You cannot live here in darkness and think that there is something that you deserve beyond the planet called eternal life in love and peace and truth and joy and rejoicing if it was not your reality while you are on the planet. You can't think that you can just defile and desecrate and defecate all over everything and everybody, and you have the rights to inherit the exalted spiritual kingdoms and worlds that are infinite and eternal. You cannot continue to spend your life force, dissipating your life force in folly, and think that your afterlife is going to be glorious. Y'all better get very, very real here. Because there is karmic debt to be paid. There is justice in existence. They say, no justice, no peace. No, there is justice and there is peace. And you have to harmonize yourself with it. You have to know that you are going to receive your just rewards, your just due for every thought, for every deed, for every word, for every action, for everything that you have ever done. And it doesn't matter how high you think you are, what kind of degrees you are given, or who pays your salary, or what. There is not one of us who are absolved from our responsibility to consciously seek to be right in our lives, in our living, in our loving, in our caring, in our giving. So don't be talking to me about, well, Adama, you know, these people, they're going to continue to rule. These people continue to ruin everything. They're not ruling anything. Absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth are the things that will keep this world going. Money does not make this world go round. The world is going round by law, and it will continue to go round by law, and the intelligence of existence will not allow a stupid, ignorant, and mischievous people to destroy it. And so you have to begin to be very conscious and conscientious about who you're serving and what you're doing and how you are giving complicity to your own oppression by continuing to serve the visible and invisible forces and causes, whether of the heavens or of the earth, under which our races have suffered much distraction, thwarting, and repression for untold hundreds and thousands of years. You who live right there, who are right there, who hear me, feel me, every atom and every cell of your being is charged in the reality of that which you are as a living being. There is integrity that you should have. There is light that you should have. There is wisdom that you should have. There is love that you should have. These are the things that are your birthright, because these are the virtues that will allow you to be harmonious in the character of who you are as a child of the absolute. Why would you seek to be a son or a daughter of Satan if you can accept with your own very breath, your heart, your mind, and your soul who you are in relationship to the infinite and eternal? Why would you continue to work on behalf of those who work against life, but go to church on Sundays and pray and pray and thank God for the blessings of being able to work for the devil? I'm not afraid to tell you the truth, because I love you enough to tell you the truth. There are a lot of people who have a lot of understanding, a lot of knowledge, but they don't have the love to tell you the truth. They have the information, they've done the research, but they do not have the love to tell you the truth. They don't have the love to support you in living the truth. They don't have the love to correct their mistakes. They don't have the love to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, we've made a terrible mistake. They don't have the love enough to do that which is right, to do that which is correct, because they have been feeding off of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, artificially sweetened things, and have now become an artificial people, those who cannot respond correctly in any situation or condition based upon that which is true need, that which is the will of existence, the will of the Creator, that which is in the best. Liberation and work on behalf of just saving the whales or saving the condor or saving the dodo bird, and think that you are really working towards liberation. Liberation is that which every cell of your being deserves, because unless your cellular functioning is optimum, you cannot be optimum. You cannot access the other 95% of your brain, which will allow you to walk the face of this earth as a conscious immortal being. Hear me now. We can't continue to just stir up the mud in our conversations with each other. At some point in time, you've got to take the time to do your work, and the work is cleansing your body. You will not be able to inherit the earth is poisoned, our minds are poisoned, so the waters are poisoned, the air is poisoned, our bloodstreams are poisoned. So when we begin to clean our bodies, the earth will become a cleaner place. When we begin to cleanse our minds, the air will become a cleaner space. When we take the time to cleanse our bloodstreams, the waters of the earth will become cleaner also. Y'all have to understand there is law and there is ways. And it's not a mystery. Say, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. If you don't know what needs to be done now, it's only because you have not sought it. If you can't do what needs to be done now, it's only because you have not taken time to do what you need to do for yourself. You can't slave on behalf of liberation and think that you're going to liberate anybody. You can't be a slave and think that you can liberate anybody. If you truly have the care and the concern and the consideration to work towards the liberation of anything and anybody, you have to focus on yourself first. We can't continue to just organize while we're drinking Coca-Cola and eating chicken and McDonald's and all of this and think that our organizations will have any effectiveness in liberation. You will be effective in continually creating more and more confusion. And we have enough confusion. You cannot be an organized body of people and have no regard for absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And you can't come into it by just meeting on Thursdays or Saturdays or Sundays or whatnot and paying all kinds of money to have conventions and things and set some agendas to build some institutions where you house books and tapes and things, and you have not done your work in cleansing your own body, in committing your own heart, in consciously trying to reconcile your spirit with your soul. That is the work that has to be done in this now moment. The movement has not stopped. This is the new wave of movement towards liberation, and you have to cooperate and participate when every fiber of your being is reverberating in the truth that you are receiving. You can't act like you didn't hear it. You can't ignore it. You may not be strong enough to stop feeding off the flesh of dead animals tomorrow if that's what you've been doing all your life, but you can want to. You can care. You can begin to fuel your soul's fires with desire to be cleansed, to be purified, to be renewed, to be rebirthed and revivified. You can begin to really look at the greatness of the people who have come before us and realize that they were still all toxic. You have to want a greater thing. We have to understand that the greatest ones of us are living now. Not to take anything away from the great ones, because the greatness of any of us that have ever lived was the greatness of the Absolute living through them. We are in that now moment of eternity where love is seeking its highest expression. And in order to be whole, you have to know love. In order to be whole, you have to be able to forgive everything and everybody who has ever offended you, assaulted you, raped you, molested you, cursed you out, and done anything to you. You cannot continue to hold on to the misery, to hold on to the pain, to hold on to the images of your being in darkness and think that you will be sane. You are in that now moment where love and light are calling you unto it. Life is calling for your complete attention. Because you are completely attended to with each and every breath and every heartbeat. And you are completely dependent, as we are completely interdependent, upon the forces of existence for every breath that we take. So we cannot afford to continue to talk about being independent. There is no independence here. This nation that boasts of its independence and its sovereign rights to declare war and whatnot, we are really in a very precarious predicament. And if you think that a few people out of millions of people should have the last word when the last word is wrong, you have to think another thought. We will be wiped from the face of this earth. And you, as a result of having applied yourself only to earthliness, only to how to matriculate through a capitalistic system, only to how to get what you want, you will be completely unprepared to make that transition into the spiritual worlds if you have not secured yourself in the truth of who you are as a cosmic being. The earth itself is a citizen of the cosmic. The cosmic is infinite and eternal. It is absolute presence and absolute reality, absolute proof of the existence of the Creator's presence. We dwell in it, we swim in it, we have our being in it. But if you do not take the time with your own very word to affirm the reality that I am, then your cells would not have been reprogrammed towards conscious immortality, and you will miss so much of your glory while you are here, and you will not arrive into the exalted places and spaces on the other side, because you have had deities, gods, who have made themselves known to man and woman and presented themselves as if they were the Creator, and they are not the Creator. They are creation, just like you and I are creation, just like the earth is creation, just like the chimps and the orangutans and the every creepy crawly thing is creation. It is filled with cellular intelligence of the Creator, but you can put us all together and you will still not have the Creator. And so it's time for us to get some true clarity as to the truth of what is. There are heavens and hells beyond the earth in which your soul can be bound for millions of years based upon your refusal to seek the truth for yourself. You can't continue to just hear the same old stories from thousands of years ago and think that that's enough to take you into the eternal order. It is not enough to take you into the eternal order. If it was enough, then there would be peace on the planet. There would be peace in your life. There would be wholeness and harmony. There would be joy overflowing. Your children would be filled as the sons and daughters of light. So your confusion, your distortion, your dysfunction, your divorces, your separation, your anger, all of these things are just symptoms of not being harmonized with your truth. We can accept that enslavement and slavery and oppression and whatnot has been our experience, but it is not our truth. Our truth is that we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself, and every atom and every cell of our entire beings is to be completely harmonized with the whole of existence itself, with that infinite and absolute mind, so that we can give glory and testament and be the living testimony to the triumph of light as the reality of our lives. Hear me now. I want you to feel me now. And to know that you are one of the most beautiful, most talented, most gifted people in existence in this now moment on this planet. But if you don't accept it, you won't live it. It's not about being egotistical. It's about being truly reflective of the intelligence of your being. Y'all would much rather be niggas and dogs and all of these things and be the sons and daughters of the creator of gods and goddesses. You'd rather represent phases and stages of culture and be hip-hop than be heralding in the establishment of an eternal order. We have to reach a little higher for the authenticity and originality to stand in the light of who we are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence, and bring forth its light, bring forth its wisdom, bring forth its love, and have it manifest throughout all our communities, throughout the prisons, throughout the jails, throughout the schools, throughout the cities. There is no place that is absolved of its responsibility to function in harmony with the will of the absolute for the betterment of every being directly. There's no love operating in the cities like that. And that's why we have homeless. That's why we have abused and battered children. That's why black men have become the third largest killer of black women. And people are going throughout the world killing and destroying and degrading and polluting and all of that. We are now responsible for doing a greater work. But you can't do it if you don't prepare yourself. You think your college degrees have prepared you? Your college degrees did not prepare you. They have confused you. Don't think that the world is being destroyed and polluted and whatnot by illiterate people. Your PhDs, your MAs, your all these degrees, and we are living in more darkness and confusion and death and demise than ever before. So it's not enough. So don't think that just because you have that, it's enough. If you've taken the time to cleanse yourself, to purify yourself, to commit yourself into life, then you may be able to do something with that information that you were given. But you can have been in school for all of this time, and because there was no light in the school, then you can't come forward with the light. And the light is the only sovereignty possible over darkness and sickness and chaos and division and divisiveness and divorce and dysfunction. You say, well, sister, where you get all that from? Who you done studied? What you done did? I prayed and I asked. And when I was given instruction, I applied it to my life. And I am continually applying it, continuously seeking, continuously asking, continuously praising and giving thanks for the blessing of being able to ask and have it be given, to knock and have the door be open, to seek and find, to know absolutely that I am, as you are, one of the strongest, most powerful, influential, and necessary entities upon the planet right now, because this is our time. Y'all can be around here acting like you all scared and stuff. Your scaredness, and you know what it's going to get you? It's going to get you right into an early grave. You're being scared to make changes. You're being scared to speak up. You're being scared to act as if you can come into a greater light than the light of the darkness that these people are surrounding you with. I don't care who you work for, what you are, what your name is, what your mom and them did, okay? The Creator is the totality of all there is existence itself. It is our blessing, it is our birthright, it is our gift, and it is that which animates every atom and every cell of our being. We are all accountable and responsible to be harmonized with the forces of existence and the laws of life. If you had people who want to come to degrees of personal power and influence to change their communities, who took the time to first cleanse and purify themselves, to commit themselves to life and the laws that govern life, then we could see how this system may work. But as long as you all continue to rejoice in your civil right to be wrong, as long as you continue to rejoice in your right by virtue of these people authorizing corporate deities of death to promote poison on every corner, as long as you rejoice in your right to be drunk and to be intoxicated and to be smoking blunts and tobacco and drinking alcohol and feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, artificially sweetened, FDNC colorings and all of that, then you are condemning yourself to operating on 1/10 of that which is available to you, and you will never know true glory and you will never know true triumph because you just would not take the time to be disciplined, to be ordered, to be cleansed, and to really stand in the glory and according to the legacy of those that you represent. And of all of the things that you have opportunity to do here, if you cannot consciously participate as a human being in the perpetuation of your lineages, the man being the progenitor of lineages and the wombed man being the perpetuators of lineages, I don't care what company you were CEO of and how much money you all made and what you did over here and what you're doing over there, you're missing your glory. You are missing and will miss your glory, and you will not emerge from this place triumphant. You're tuned in to the meeting of the inner circle with the Dhamma. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It is that which is intended to give you life support. For there are many, many people who are not functioning in conscious alliance and association with their purpose in being. And that purpose is to support life itself. For we each, who have breath and who have heartbeat, also have purpose, and our purpose is intended to be complementary and harmonious with the purposes of existence, with the purposes of life, with the purposes of creation, with the purposes of our Creator. And our Creator is the totality of all that we could ever possibly be. It's everywhere in all places, through all people, all conditions, all situations, all circumstances. Its intelligence is that which is animating every living thing. And I am so grateful, so appreciative of the opportunity to truly be rejoiceful and delightful for being this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of its presence. And here to remind you that you, where you are just another point of its own presence and its intelligence. And we who are here in this now moment are here to share in the duties, obligations, and responsibilities of what it is to be conscious as living, loving, intelligent, and potent parts of an absolute and eternal presence that constitutes the whole of existence itself. There is nothing that we can do. There is nowhere we can go. There is no purposes or jobs or occupations that we can take that will mean as much to us or give us the greater glory than standing in the fullness of who we are as conscious, living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that some call God, others call the Creator, and others of you use particular names for this entity, which is the totality of all entities, and it is beyond all deities. It is the infinite possibilities that exist as potency as we dwell within the reality of its presence. Being conscious as a living, intelligent, and potent part of the presence of existence. Being conscious of being in the presence of the intelligence and the absolute presence of existence is that which allows us to come to our potency. But many of us have not come to that point in our lives where we truly seek our potency. Many of us are seeking comfort. Many of us are seeking to be rich and famous and stars and things. We're seeking to be fulfilled at every level, so we think. But there are things that we need to do in order to have that ring true as our reality. Being consistent in our day-to-day walk with each and every thought, with every breath that we take, with every beat of our heart, in caring enough to develop and cultivate ourselves, our talents, our skills, our abilities, to understand and to stand with the reality that each of us has gifts and talents that were bestowed upon us by our Creator. And those gifts and talents have been stamped upon our genes, our genealogy, our DNA. And we can cultivate those talents. We can put ourselves in a position to truly utilize them and come to a point over time where we master those talents through mastering ourselves. But we cannot allow ourselves to put our God-given gifts on the back burner while we sell our souls for contrived purposes, things, doing things that really will not give us the glory and the triumph of being who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. Can you imagine how many people get up every day at whatever time to work however long to do things that really need not even be done. The true waste upon the planet is the waste of human talent, human genius and ingenuity. The true waste upon the planet is in wasting the true resources of the earth directly, which is why we're functioning in such a deficit. Not just a financial deficit, a spiritual deficit, a mental deficit. We cannot begin to even imagine the fullness and the potency and the power and the potentiality, the capacity of who and what we are as human beings. We think that being human means that you are born to make mistakes. Being human means that you are born with inherent imperfections. Being human means that you're just another notch on the food chain and you're here to allow yourself to be a living grave for other beings. We have been so misled. We have been lied to. We have been deceived. We have been hoodwinked and bamboozled. And it is time for us to come to that point and place and space where we can get on the same page in terms of our inherent agreement with life itself, with the purposes of life itself, and with the rituals and ceremonies of living, loving, conscious people who are here as a way to fulfill the duties and obligations and responsibilities and to glorify the lineages of those that you represent. For our people did not suffer and die and were killed and hung and all of the things that we have been through just for us to come to a point where we're dying in greater and greater numbers from diseases that need not even be our reality because we just don't have the discipline to focus ourselves on the healing that needs to be done. And there are so many brothers and sisters throughout the world, so many brothers and sisters who really are real good people. They really apply themselves to the scriptures and to the truths and to the messages of the messengers, to the life of Christ and Allah and Muhammad and Jah and all of this. But why is it that we are functioning so dysfunctionally? If we're attuning to the word of God, but we're not living a life that glorifies the life of God as our own truth. And that's the disparity and that's the discrepancy. And you believing that you were never born to live as a God would live puts you in a position where you will never, ever be a truly freed person. You will never know liberation. You will always function as a slave. You will always function distortedly and dysfunctionally because you believe that's what you should be doing as a human being. And that's why the thought of what a human being is, the truth as to what it is to be human, has to come forward in your conscientiousness and consciousness for you to accept that you, your presence, that I that you affirm sits as heir to the throne of God and goddess. If it were not so, we would not be able to tell you that it is. We cannot sit as heir to the thrones of God and goddess, believing in our inherent wickedness. It is not an inherent part of the genealogy of humanity to be wicked. It may be the aberration that has come into existence with those who are kind of human. And it may be a function of the toxicity and distortion of the generations of those who have been gifted to be the ascendants and descendants of Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native peoples. But it is not our birthright and truth to be wicked, to be mistaken, to be filled with animosity, disdain, disrespect, disobedience, and disregard for the laws that govern life and the laws that govern existence itself. We were not birthed here to give more credence and more allegiance to the games of agreement of a man that has not our own purposes as his own purpose. Why should we pay more attention to them than we pay to our Creator? Why should we give them more thought than we give to our breath? Why should we make commitments unto them and the functioning of their government and military and all of these things more than we give to the functioning of our own bodies, hearts, minds, and souls? There's no way for us to really, truly give our full contribution. We are here, and this is a wonderful place to be in. There are so many beautiful people on this continent called the North American continent that functioned under the corporate name of America. We have so many beautifully gifted and talented, upright people here, but we are in crisis right here where we are. And the crisis that we're in is perpetuating crisis throughout the world. And the crises that are going on throughout the world will affect us and are affecting us, whether we know it or not. When you depend upon the works of people across the planet for that which you consume on a day-to-day basis, then know that when they're in crisis, it will affect your life. Whether it's the brothers and sisters who work in the oil fields or the coal mines or the rubber plantations or the bauxite places, or those brothers and sisters who are doing the diamonds and golds and the coffee and the sugar and all of these things. We depend heavily upon people in other places for that which we have become used to in our day-to-day life. And we move around without any thought or regard to them and their lives, and how our continuous demand for those things that drug us, those things that keep us going, in the light of how unnatural it is to work the way that we work in this system. You know, I have a conversation with a brother who talks about all that is unnatural in terms of men loving men and women loving women and all how unnatural it is, but it is unnatural to live like we live in this system. The whole system is unnatural, so everything that has come as a result of how unnatural it is inherently is a natural result of the unnaturalness of this system. We should not have to work 40 to 80 hours a week to maintain and sustain food, clothing, and shelter, a little mobility and some entertainment. It is not natural for a man and a woman to be away from their children for that length of time and have other people raising their children who have nothing to do with them. It is unnatural for us to be so separate and have so much disdain and disrespect and disobedience and disregard for our family and the lineages that we represent. It is unnatural for us to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially sweetened, artificially flavored things, to give your children carbonated beverages that have absolutely no vitamins, no minerals, no amino acids, nothing that the human body needs. If you want to talk unnatural, that is absolutely unnatural for a man and a woman not to know how to perpetuate their lineages, not to be able to do that which they were gifted to the earth to do. And it is far beyond just being fruitful and multiplying. Our duties and obligations put us in the position where we have responsibility to be able to respond to that which is need in any circumstance and situation. But in order to respond appropriately, we have to have enough love and care to do so. We have to have some light and some wisdom. We have to be able to put ourselves in a position where we have compassion and mercy. We can't continue to be beating each other up verbally or otherwise because of what I call, you know, our qualifying sins. We have been raised in a sinful place. It doesn't mean that it's our inherent duty to be sinful. that we cannot come to degrees of realization to understand that you and I, who breathe, who have heartbeat, who have legacy and lineage and genealogy, can be righted in our lives. Our birthright is to be righted, is to be corrected, is to be in harmony with life itself, with light itself, with wisdom and peace and truth itself. To be in a position where we can give our greatest gifts to our community, to serve with light and love and wisdom and peace and truth our nation, to give our greatest contributions to the world, to stand in the fullness of who you are as a living, loving, potent intelligence in life is liberation. To affirm with your own voice, a voice that you did not give yourself, the reality of the truth of yourself, which is the reality of the truth of all beings, is that path that allows us to come to clarity, to come to power, to come to potency, to be truly understanding of the inherent divinity in humanity and in being human, and to understand that that divinity is present through every living being. But because we have been distorted, we see through distorted eyes and carnal eyes and temporal eyes. Is where our repair has to be. We who live in this day and time, are to be repaired here. We are to be cleansed and purified, renewed and rebirthed and revivified. But it requires our conscious care to make the commitment to life. To living, and to living according to the laws that govern life. And love is that law. It is not all of the law, but it is a very potent part of the law. You will not be able to be qualified for continued existence without knowing love here. For love is that which holds all things and all beings in their place and space, within their flotation and ambience, within the presence of the Absolute. Love is that which brings harmony and it brings peace. Love is that which finds solution and it finds answers. It finds resources. It makes appeal and it changes things. It transmutes negativity. Love is that which is calling us forward to represent the exaltation of life everlasting in the reality of our own living. This is not about race. It's not about which race wins, for we all lose here if we continue to be disrespectful and disregard the laws that govern life. You do not have the example of any race of people functioning in the fullness of their light, their wisdom, or the intelligence of who they are as immortal beings. Everyone is in need of liberation. Liberation is the Creator's freedom to be that which it is manifesting and womb manifesting as the reality of every being. The earth itself is in need of liberation. It needs to be liberated from people who have no respect and regard for its life and life force and its creatures and its beings. You and I have opportunity to do that which only we can do here. We cannot continue to do what other people have done in our now moment, because our now moment requires us to function a little bit more conscious and conscientiously of the laws that govern life. Our people did not realize that they should not be feeding off the flesh of dead animals. They did not understand the connection between the cleanness of the bloodstream and the clarity of the thought. They did not realize that you cannot free up from the distortions of your slave master and you continue to eat the enslaving food that he fed you. They did not really understand that you cannot really consciously participate in a movement of liberation while you're smoking tobacco and drinking sodas and things, because liberation has to happen at the cellular level. Your cells have to be liberated from the toxicities and the erroneous thinking that is imprinted upon them, making you think that you can just read these things, that you can become an educated and degreed person, and that is enough so that you can function in the fullness of yourself. We do not have the proper examples of people functioning in their true light. And we have the examples of many brothers and sisters who are doing great things. They're running corporations, they're making millions and billions of dollars. But they have no real light and wisdom. And so because they have the money, then they pay for the immunization and inoculation of thousands, tens of thousands of children throughout Africa and India to be immunized with monkey pus and mercury and all of the chemicals they put in those things. They had no light. They had some care. But they did not have the wisdom and understanding to know that we cannot inoculate our children with chemicals and substances that have poison in them and think that we will free them up from being diseased. We have brothers and sisters who have the greatest intention in terms of the monies that they contribute to the black colleges and building schools throughout Africa and doing all the things that they do, but they do not have light enough to develop a curriculum of light that will allow them to function, teach them how to function harmoniously as living, loving, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. And so our need is still great. And there are those of you who are listening who are great. Who are great. Who are great, but you are scared to be your true selves because these people have paraded that crucifix in front of you as if to say, this is what will happen when you consciously try to be your greatest self. When you claim your harmony with God, God and I are one. My Father and I are one. And they still crucified him. We've seen our great ones catch bullets and whatnot. The bullets that come from the guns of their own people. Because our people were susceptible and vulnerable to erroneous thoughts that created devastating circumstances and situations for so many people. You cannot be scared to walk in your greatness now. We have to walk in our greatness now. The world is calling for our greatness now. It's calling for our greatness in love and light and wisdom and compassion and mercy and thanksgiving and praise. It is time for us to join hands as a global family and stand as integral parts of the hands of God, uplifting and renewing and rebirthing our communities. We cannot sit on the fence and think that there is some safety in it. You will be destroyed here. We are in that now moment where every atom and every cell of your being needs to be charged with a care and a concern and a consideration and a love like no other. To walk this walk and talk the talk and live the life of integrity and ethic and high morality. For that is the only freedom here. That which will allow you to be qualified for continued existence. That which will put you in a position where you can be recognizable, when you leave this plane of existence and you go into the spiritual worlds and your spiritual family is there to receive you, they need to recognize you. And when your life is played back to you, you need to be filled with gratitude and praise and thanksgiving for walking a blessed path and for giving the blessings that you were gifted to give here. This life is not an arbitrary thing. We have the opportunity to earn our rights towards eternal life by virtue of what we do here. We've had thousands of years of evolutionary soul development to come to this point where the earth is in crisis and we need to respond correctly and appropriately in being the answer to the questions and the solutions to the problems. And if you don't care enough, if you don't feel it enough, if you are not concerned enough, then you are part of the problems that we have here. And you need to be cleansed, because the only thing that puts you in a position where you can't care is your degree of toxicity. For toxicity is the root of the wickedness and the evil. Toxicity, having a poisoned bloodstream, creates a toxic mind. It creates generational toxicity and susceptibility to diseases of the mind. Your schizophrenia, your bipolar, you got so many people who are walking this faith as doggone demons out here. They're killing things, they're killing people. They have no regard for human life or life of anybody or anything. And you were told, thou shalt not kill. We were told that. But we want to deal with things arbitrarily, and we want to act as if that's not an important thing, and then we want to bash all of the brothers and sisters who are loving each other as a result of not having received the quality of love they were deserving from the time they were in utero. There are reasons that our situation and circumstances is like it is. And unless you really care enough to bring forth real solution and problem, real solutions and answers, unless you care enough to be a healing force upon the planet, unless you really care enough to change your own life, to cleanse yourself so that you can become ever more effective and potent, so that you can master yourself and your desires and your lusts and your passions, so that you cannot get caught with your pants down in compromising situations and circumstances when you come to a point where you have earned because you tried whatever they said to do in order to get to a certain place in space. Our people are being wiped out because we have not disciplined ourselves. Our young brothers who are making mad money playing ball are getting caught with their pants down in compromising situations and circumstances. Our older brothers are getting caught having babies outside of marriage and things. We're getting caught with drugs and snorting cocaine and doing all manners of things which are not appropriate when you have taken the responsibility of oath of office to serve in the benefit, to the benefit of people. There's an expectation, and that expectation is for integrity, ethic, and morality. It's a discipline, and discipline is the root of discipleship. And so you cannot adequately serve the needs of your community, the needs of your people. You cannot come into your true estate without becoming a disciple of truth and a bearer of light. And whatever your calling is in terms of what you're bringing to the table to help strengthen the lives of others, the mastery of yourself, the mastery of love, consciously harmonizing yourself with wisdom, walking with peace and being poised so that a little disruption is not going to shake you at your foundation. Strong winds blowing and fires burning and people gossiping and talking about you and lying about you and whatnot and trying to trap you, and all of this is not going to shake you from your foundation. It's not going to make you back up and say, okay, well, I didn't mean that. I didn't say that. Excuse me. Because you was talking out the right side of your behind as opposed to really being in the right side of your brain. You have duty and responsibility to life, to light, to wisdom, to truth, to the source of your being first and foremost. And in doing that, in accepting that, it's about respecting the lives of other beings, all beings. And that's what the movement is now. The movement, as it is being continued, the movement to become a liberated people is to become a truly loving people. But a truly loving people who care enough to be cleansed and purified so that we can truly see that what we do every day affects the quality of lives upon the planet. It affects our water, it affects our air, it affects the earth and her movement. It affects everything that we do here. And so I want you to really take to heart the reality that you are one of the greatest people on the planet right now. And to be great, you have to be love. To be great, you have to be light. To be great, you have to care to be right. To be great, you have to want to glorify the lineages that you represent. To stand in your greatness is beyond doing what you do well. It's about being true to the truth of your being. It's not so much about glorifying a system or a country or this or that. You will do that when you glorify the truth of your being. When you stand in the light of your real reality, your real self, your real I. And the more of us that do that consciously, the greater we'll be as families, as communities, and as a nation that boasts of being the most powerful nation in the world. But we can't be powerful if we're fat and sick and diseased and dysfunctional and dying. Love is seeking its highest expression. We have to love ourselves and everything that we do and commit ourselves to light and life and wisdom and truth, to stand in the fullness of all that we could ever possibly be as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of all there is as existence itself. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are and praying that you take the ball and you run with it.